Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Jim Hansen, Executive Vice President of the Center for Security Policy, sitting in for my boss, Frank Gaffney. We're going to take a whirlwind tour of the danger spots around the world, but I want to start right here at home with presidential candidate, former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and the debacle of her attempt to hide the machinations of her activities while Secretary of State with her infamous private homebrew bathroom email server. And the group that has done more than I think anyone else to illuminate this mess has been Judicial Watch. And we have the pleasure now of speaking with Chris Farrell, who is Director of Investigations at that vital organization. Chris, first of all, congratulations on the tremendous job you guys have done FOIAing and just litigating and fighting to get this information into the public's eye. You guys have been magnificent.
Well, thanks very much, and it's great to be on with you.
Now, what is the most recent thing? There seem to be almost 15,000 more emails that miraculously appeared. Do you guys have those?
You'll remember that when Mrs. Clinton absconded with roughly 60,000 emails about 2 years after her departure from the State Department, she destroyed about 30,000 and then turned over the other 30,000, rough figures, of course. The FBI went in as part of their national security crime investigation of Mrs. Clinton and forensically recovered about 15,000 of those emails that she thought she had destroyed. And those emails are now in the custody of the State Department, and they have been ordered by Judge Emmett Sullivan in the court here in district in D.C. to turn those records over to Judicial Watch, and we'll make them public right away.
Oh, bravo. And we've enjoyed all the rest of the stuff you've pried out of them and the putting the screws to Hillary's aides and enablers and other co-conspirators in this debacle. As far as the rest of it, now, if they recovered this additional 15,000, do you think that's the end of it? Do you think that was all of them? Or do you think potentially, as has been threatened from WikiLeaks and others, that there is more Hillary information they promised it in October that could be dropping on the world?
Well, you know, I can't predict what WikiLeaks is up to, but I would not at all be surprised if there's some other batch of documents out there that they have successfully, you know, hacked or somebody has forwarded it on to them. So there may be an additional universe of documents. We're just not sure yet.
Well, I don't want to say I anticipate those with interest, but I do, because as an American, I'm pretty well disgusted by her activities and the way she has tried to make her personal gain the high goal in and destroyed our national security in the process. Let's talk about some of the specifics. Now, some information again came out through your good efforts that her good friend Huma Abedin, who has tremendously bad ties to Muslim Brotherhood groups and publications, was giving special access to Madam Hillary for top Clinton Foundation donors. Does that seem like a useful thing for a State Department employee to be doing?
You know, this is it really puts the lie to the notion that there was any daylight whatsoever between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department. We now have emails from Doug Band, who is a senior Clinton Foundation director, and he's not asking. He's telling Huma Abedin that there is a connection through the foundation to the Crown Prince of Bahrain, a guy who made a commitment to the foundation for $32 million, and that when the routine State Department channels failed, when the State Department would not let the Crown Prince talk to Secretary of State Clinton, you have Band leveraging Huma Abedin, ordering her around to put the Crown Prince in contact with the Secretary of State. This is one of the most egregious, bald-faced, plain instances of pay-to-play or quid pro quo that you could possibly imagine.
Is there any chance the Justice Department is going to take a look at this? I mean, you guys have served the role that the Justice Department won't do. They talk about jobs Americans won't do. This is jobs that our Justice Department won't do. Is there any chance that our legal apparatus is going to pick this up, even especially given the current political climate?
It's a tough call. I mean, I have no confidence, frankly, in either Director Comey or Loretta Lynch. I think the both of them have really disgraced themselves. What may bring pressure, though, is the court of public opinion, because just in the last 24 hours, the Associated Press has done an analysis of Mrs. Clinton's contacts and meetings as Secretary of State, and more than half were Clinton Foundation donors. So it's very clear that the space between her ears was occupied, along with her calendar, with Clinton Foundation donors. That's who was calling the shots in the State Department.
Another thing that has come out from the Clinton campaign was this promise that if Hillary is elected president, the Clinton Foundation will stop taking pay-for-play money and bribes and backsheesh and satchels of cash from all of the bad actors around the world they have. Why in the world, when she was Secretary of State, was this not the case? They were busy raking in all the cash they could. Bill was flying around, you know, making these million-dollar speeches, and the Clinton Foundation was certainly gathering all that money during her tenure there. Shouldn't that have been a time they shut down those activities?
Yeah, I mean, we 2 years ago, in fact, July of 2014, we obtained the 200-plus waiver statements that allowed Bill Clinton to run around the world. They raked in $48 million on him making 200-plus speeches. And those disclosure forms were really a condition of her employment as Secretary of State, that they had to deconflict, you know, his fundraising activities with her official duties. Guess who signed off on all those waiver forms?
Can I go out on a limb and say she's currently running for president?
No, the waiver forms were signed by her chief of staff, Cheryl Mills.
Oh, so a huge degree of separation there. Okay, all right. That seems wise. You know, I mean, Cheryl's obviously a disinterested observer and a highly ethical person who would take the good of the country above any personal gain and power mongering by the Clintons.
Exactly. This thing's a train wreck.
I mean, you guys have, if this was a prosecution, you know, and you guys were the Justice Department sitting over there, Judicial Watch would be giggling. You'd be gleeful. You know, if this was Andy McCarthy ready to jump into prosecuting this, you'd almost be buying a cake to celebrate when you took her down. But like you said, we have almost no certainty that anything's going to come of it. Do you guys have any more interesting requests in or pieces of the puzzle? You've got the question and answer, I guess, coming up with Hillary. Have you submitted the questions to her yet?
Not as yet, but in the next couple of days we will. And look, we've got dozens of irons in the fire. This is just one that sort of captured the public's attention because it's so outrageous. But this is the same stuff we've been doing for 22 years now. And we're not about to stop. We got a lot more teed up.
Well, I guess then, is there a piece of the puzzle that we should be looking at as far as Hillary? I mean, I know you can't tip your hand as far as what questions you're going to ask, but obviously everyone seems to want to know, was there, are you aiming at the Clinton Foundation connection in this next round? Is that a piece of that, or does this have to be related only to her email server itself?
The written interrogatories that will be sworn to, we're the only people in the country who have gotten Hillary Clinton under oath. Not even the FBI got her under oath. So that's a huge victory in and of itself, frankly. But the interrogatories will focus on the server itself. What I think will be most interesting is to see all of her early statements compared to the written interrogatories we're about to obtain, and then what history will show, whether that's weeks or months from now. And you do a little compare and contrast, and you'll see, I'll be generous, and I'll say, you'll see her evolving story, right?
Or I'll be less generous and say you'll see her lies uncovered.
Exactly.
By the good work of Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations, thank you for joining us and talking about this. But thanks more. Tell your whole organization, we love what you're doing. You guys are definitely doing the work that the Justice Department will not. This is Jim Hansen. Up next, we'll be talking with Dr. Peter Pry about North Korean provocations and the dangers that ignoring that may bring to all of us. You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.